Tere generously tried to give me part of his sleeping bag. He had understood the seriousness of my condition and knew why it was that I said nothing and remained quite passive. He realized that I had abandoned all hope for myself. He massaged me for nearly 2 hours. His feet, too, might have frozen, but he didn't appear to give the matter thought. I found new courage simply in contemplating his unselfishness. He was doing so much to help me that it would have been ungrateful of me not to go on struggling to live. Though my heart was like a lump of ice itself, I was astonished to feel no pain. Everything material about me seemed to have dropped away. I seemed to be quite clear in my thoughts, and yet I floated in a kind of peaceful happiness. There was still a breath of life in me, but it dwindled steadily as the hours went by. Therese's massage no longer had any effect upon me. All was over, I thought. Wasn't this cavern the most beautiful grave I could hope for? Death caused me no grief, no regret. I smiled at the thought. After hours of torpor, a voice mumbled, "Daylight." This made some impression on the others. I only felt surprised. I had not thought that daylight would penetrate so far down. "Too early to start," said Rebuffat. A ghastly light spread through our grotto, and we could just vaguely make out the shapes of each other's heads. A queer noise from a long way off came down to us, a sort of prolonged hiss. The noise increased. Suddenly, I was buried, blinded, smothered beneath an avalanche of new snow. The icy snow spread over the cavern, finding its way through every gap in our clothing. I ducked my head between my knees and covered myself with both arms.